Okay, so this is a mindfulness acceptance exercise. And you can use it for depressive feelings, anxious feelings, frustration, anger, whatever emotion is just finding, you're finding is overwhelming. So the first thing to do is get yourself into a comfortable position. Find a nice comfy spot for your head, for your back, for your legs. And it's best to uncross your legs and arms and just allow yourself to get comfy in the chair, the bed, wherever you lay. It's generally better to sit upright with your feet flat on the floor. So just allow your eyes to close and to get ready to do the exercise. So with time, as you practice facing distressing thoughts and feelings, not making them go away, and also not making them bigger than they are, but instead looking at them, facing them, understanding them, observing them, you'll discover that no matter how bad the emotion, no matter how bad the experience, it never lasts forever and it can't do any harm. We often run from feelings, shove them down, push them away, ignore them. But instead, what is most effective is to recognize feelings and thoughts are there, to face them head on with a feeling and acceptance of compassion and willingness instead of self-judgment or loathing or repulsion, but instead to recognize the inhabitant, to learn where it's come from, to understand it, but not to make it bigger or magnify it or be afraid of it and be overwhelmed by it. The idea of this exercise is to bring compassion to all kinds of emotional experiences, whether they show up first in our bodies through some somatic experience of tightness or overwhelm, anxiety, anger, frustration, self-criticism, whether it comes first and is recognized by our thoughts. Whatever way these experiences occur, it's best to approach them with an attitude of compassion and loving kindness, accepting they're there, not trying to ignore them, push them down, or make them bigger than they are. Mindful acceptance is a skill that comes with practice. The goal is to develop the skill so that you can apply it throughout your life in many different situations. There's no right or wrong way to practice it. The important thing is to just simply commit to practicing doing this exercise so that you can grow on the path of better awareness, more awareness of your thoughts, more awareness of your feelings, better able to label your emotion, better awareness of any somatic changes in your body, and any awareness, all awareness of any behaviors and urges that arise from the thoughts and the feelings that we have. It's best to just simply find a quiet space where you won't be disturbed by people or animals, and to just take as much time as you have to practice. And gradually, when you practice this exercise enough with the recording, you can do it without the recording, so that wherever you are, whenever you are, you can just simply steal away a few moments. Whenever you notice an emotional shift, you can simply stop everything you're doing and dig into what's gone on, what the trigger is, what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what's happening in your body, what the urge is, and just notice everything and sit with it, not looking to change it at this moment, just looking to understand it. And the mere act of allowing it to be there enables it to shrink, enables it to dissipate, allows you to diffuse, get separation from the emotional and cognitive experience. And it's that diffusion, that separation that we want. We want to be able to learn how to step back from thoughts and distressing feelings and learn how to observe them without getting fused to them and letting them overwhelm us. So for the first few moments, all I'd like you to do is just focus on your breath, breathing nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you breathe in through your nose, focus all your attention on the movement of the air as it comes in, breathing nice and deep and slow, in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you exhale, with every exhalation, just focus on the idea of blowing the stress, the tightness, the overwhelm, the heaviness, the sadness. Just blow it away with every exhalation. And little by little, with every breath, you'll notice your whole body just begin to loosen up, to lessen in tightness, overwhelm, sadness, self-loathing, criticism. Your whole body will just begin to loosen and lighten up. And as you continue to focus on the slow, deep breath in, breathing in nourishing oxygen, and then exhaling out, breathing out, letting go of tension, tightness, worry, self-criticism. And as you exhale, you may imagine just blowing out that energy. And as you do, you may imagine that negative energy you're blowing out is a certain color, a certain energy, a certain color. And also, as you continue to focus on the movement of your breath, slowly, rhythmically, in and out, bring your attention to the awareness of physical sensations in your body, especially to the sensations of touch or pressure, where your body makes contact with the chair or the floor. Become more aware of all those points of contact. Bring your awareness there, in addition to keeping part of your awareness on your breath. Become more aware of the points of contact. Also, becoming more aware of the rhythmic nature of your breath, like an ocean wave coming in and out. Breath is always there. It's the rhythm of the body. Focus on each rhythmic breath in and out, noticing the changing pattern in your belly as you take long, slow, deep breaths in and out. You don't need to control your breath in any way. Just simply let the breath breathe in and out all by itself. And the best you can do is just bring an attitude of generosity, of allowing, of gentle curiosity, acceptance to your experience, whatever it is right now. There's nothing to be fixed right now. There's nothing to be attained right now. There's just being what it is right now. Simply allow the experience as it is right now to be what it is, whatever it may be, not trying to force it, make it into something other than it is. Just allow it to be what it is in this moment. And as you do, as you allow it to be, you allow it to change into whatever it will change into. Just allow it to be a gentle acceptance, no pressure, no pushing, no tugging, no forcing. And you'll notice with all these things to fill your awareness with, your mind will too wander off to other concerns, other thoughts, other judgments, other beliefs, other awarenesses, This is what the mind does much of the time. And whenever you notice your mind has wandered off, just gently congratulate yourself. You've come back. Noticing, awareness, is coming back to the moment that you're in, versus thinking about what needs to be done later, what you'll do later. This is awareness, just coming back to this moment, the moment that you're in, not planning, questioning, analyzing, or forcing. Just notice whenever your mind has wandered. Congratulate yourself. You've come back, and you're now more aware of your experience as it is in this moment. You may also wish to acknowledge where your mind has been. Thinking, judging, wondering, questioning, analyzing, feeling, sensing. You may wish to acknowledge where your mind has been and then gently escort your attention back to the breath, coming in and out as best you can, not forcing, not pressuring, bringing a quality of kindness, compassion to your awareness. See the wanderings of your mind as opportunities to bring patience and gentle curiosity. It's natural, remember, for your mind to wander. Wander away to thoughts, worries, images, bodily sensations, future, past. Notice the wanderings, acknowledge the presence, and come back to the breath. There's no need to think of anything else, to make it go away or resolve anything or problem solve it. Just the best you can, allow it to be, giving your space to do whatever you have to do, bringing that quality of kindness, acceptance to your experience, whatever it is. Whenever you become aware of bodily sensations, feelings, tensions, intense sensations in any part of your body, notice them, acknowledge them. Knowledge and make space for them. There's tension in the shoulders, or tightness in the stomach. There's tension in the jaw, pressure in the eyelids, tension in the hands. Just acknowledge and make space for it. Don't try to hold on to it or make it go away. Open your heart to it and make some room for the discomfort. Allow it to take up as much space as it needs. For the anxiety, just allow it to be there. For pressure, overwhelm, allow it to be there. Notice how much space it needs. Imagine, see it take up that space. Frustration, shame, criticism, see it. See the tension, see the pressure. Give it as much space as it needs. Welcome all of the experiences and watch the sensations change from moment to moment. Watch the thoughts change from moment to moment. The judgments change from moment to moment. The feelings change from moment to moment. Sometimes they grow stronger, sometimes they stay the same. And sometimes they grow weaker. It doesn't really matter what they do. Simply breathe calmly, rhythmically in and out. From the sensations of discomfort, imagining the breath moving to that part of your body, to that distress. Let it go to that region, that tightness, that tension, that self-loathing, that self-criticism. Remembering the purpose is not to feel better in any particular way, but simply to be, allow it to be whatever it is. And if you notice that you're unable to focus on your breathing because of intense physical sensations of discomfort, let go of the focus on your breath. And instead, shift your focus to the place of discomfort in your body. Redirect your attention there and on to the discomfort. Stay with it, no matter how intense it may seem to get. Take a look at it. Understand it. What does it feel like? How big is it? Is it changing? What color would you give it? How would you describe the energy, the movement, the depth? Make space for it, the discomfort. Allow it to be there. Are you willing to be with it, whatever it is? Are you willing to allow it to be there with a gentle kindness and compassion? And along with the sensations in your body, you may also notice thoughts about the sensations, thoughts about the thoughts, judgments about the thoughts, judgments of yourself, judgments about the sensations, judgments about what, if anything, is happening. You may notice your mind coming up with evaluations, judgments such as dangerous, getting worse, bigger, can't stand it, what's happening, how bad can this get? Label those evaluations, those judgments as thinking, as beliefs, as judgments, and return to the present experience as it is, but not as your mind says it is, but simply as it is in its raw state. Not the evaluations of it, what we layer on top, but instead what it truly is. Notice the thoughts and feelings and physical sensations as physical sensations, feelings as feelings, nothing more, nothing less. We often have thoughts, such as, I can't do this. We dive into the thought, believe the thought. The thought starts to feel real in our body. We feel overwhelmed, powerless, helpless. We start to avoid. We start to feel heavy. Then consequences, behaviors come. And that one tiny thought turns into something bigger than it is. And instead, what we want to do is simply notice the thought as simply a thought. Not true or untrue, big or small, real or unreal. Notice the feeling. Simply a feeling that results from a thought, that results from a chemical reaction. The somatic experience results from that. You can notice it, allow it to be there. Notice the urges to avoid is simply a behavioral urge stemming from thoughts, from feelings, from somatic experiences. We can simply just notice it all. Just notice each thing passing one moment at a time, changing. Not delving into it, not making it bigger, not making it smaller. So to help you experience the difference between yourself and your thoughts, between yourself and your feelings, between yourself in your somatic experience between yourself and your behaviors or urges. Notice these things as simply events. Notice worrying as worrying, judgments as judgments, not judging yourself for having the thoughts, not immediately believing the thoughts. Just notice judging, call it judging. Notice catastrophizing, call it catastrophizing. Notice magnifying and call it magnifying, so on and so forth. And just sit with it, be with it, allow it to be there, give it as much space as it needs. Observe it like you would a small ant on a beautiful flower. You don't need to flick off the ant, move the ant, change the flower in any way. You can just simply observe the ant. We can do the same with our thoughts, the feelings, judgments, somatic experiences, behavior. Label it as it comes into our experience, no matter how intense it is. Make space for it, study it, observe it. And slowly, you'll befriend all of your experiences. Notice doubts, reservations, fears, self-criticisms, worries. Just notice and acknowledge their presence. Don't work on them, change them, but just allow them to be what they are. Asking yourself, what can I do for myself today that's kind? Where do I want to go today? What do I want to do today? How can I best serve myself today? What would help me the most today? So when you're ready, what I'd like you to do is think about a recent time where you were worried, distressed, feeling anxiety, overwhelm, despair, sadness, helplessness, stuck, fearful, whatever it may be, and you noticed yourself doing or not doing certain behaviors, feeling certain feelings in your body, experiencing certain emotions. Bring this all back to the forefront of your mind. Shift your attention there to a situation that's distressing for you. Difficult, troubling, worrisome. Bring that image to mind, regardless of how intense. Bring it right back. Allow it to get as intense as it needs to be. Just gently, directly, firmly, direct your attention there to the discomfort, to the worry, to the dread, to the anxious thoughts and feelings, to the behaviors. Direct your attention there firmly with determination, no matter how bad it seems. Notice strong feelings as they arise. Notice thoughts you're having about you, yourself, your future, the past, anyone else. Allow them to be as they are rather than what you want them to be or what your mind tells you they are. Allow the experience to be as it is, not as you judge it to be. Allow the ant to be simply an ant. Not bad or good, brown or black, big or small. Just allow it to be what it is. Hold it all in your awareness as it grows more intense. Stay with the discomfort, stay with your breath. Open your mind to it. Make space for it. Allowing whatever it is, regardless of the repulsion, the fear, the intensity, the resistance, just allow it to be as it is. Accepting with kindness and compassion, just making as much space for it as it needs. If you notice yourself tensing up, resisting, bringing this to the forefront of your mind, if you notice yourself pushing away from the experience, just acknowledge that and see if you can make some space for whatever you're experiencing. Resistance, judgment, fear, self-criticism. Must this feeling be your enemy? Can you embrace it just as it is? Notice it, own it, let it be. Let the tension, anxiety, fear build. Notice what it really feels like, notice moment to moment, in the thoughts, in the feelings, in the body. Is this something you must struggle with? Or can you simply invite it in? Invite in the discomfort. Invite in the anxiety, the dread, the worry, the fear. Embrace it. Let me have it. Say this to yourself. Let me have it. Let me feel whatever it is. Whatever there is to be felt right now. Because this is my experience right now. Let me have it. Let me feel it. Whatever there is to be felt right now, because this is my experience right now. Saying that to yourself, just quietly in your mind's eye. Over and over again. If the sensations in discomfort grow stronger, acknowledge that and stay with it. Breathe with it. Accept it. Is this discomfort something you must resist or repel? You can make space for it. And as you open up more and more and embrace your experience, you may notice more thoughts coming along with the physical sensation. You may see thoughts about your thoughts. When this happens, invite them too. Softening, opening up to the thoughts about the thoughts, the judgments about the thoughts, the evaluations. Notice also your mind coming up with labels such as getting worse or dangerous or can't handle it. If this happens, you can simply thank your mind for the label and return to the experience as it truly is in this moment. Not as your mind says it is, but as it truly is. Notice thoughts as thoughts, physical sensations as physical sensations, feelings as feelings, nothing more, nothing less. Stay with the discomfort for as long as it pulls you, as long as it pulls your attention. And if and when you sense that the anxiety, the discomfort are no longer pulling for you, for your attention, let them go. Let it go. Let it all go. It's okay to let it go. Imagine it floating up and away, dissolving, combusting, blowing away in dust, evaporating. Just let it go. As long as it pulls your attention, stay with it. But when you sense the dread, the anxiety, the self-criticism, the discomfort is no longer pulling you, you can just simply release it and let it go. And what I'd like you to imagine now, I want you to imagine a beautiful room, designed exactly as you would have it. You're at the doorway of this beautiful room. And on the other side is an image of a strong, confident, determined you. A strong, confident, determined, calm you. The person on the other side of the room, this version of you, does whatever you want, says whatever you want, walks with an air of confidence and determination, with less doubt, less worry. This version of you stands tall and strong. Their spine is stiff, like those of the British palace guards. They look straight out, not down. They're confident and accepting the fact they can't please everyone all the time. And to be true to themselves, it's invariable that someone will dislike you. But this strong, confident you across the room is done with trying to please everyone. It's okay. Happier in your own skin. Strong, confident, determined, calm you. Feel the stiffness in their spine. A confidence in their shoulders, can see it in their glance, staring straight out, making eye contact. Seeing this version of you across the room, confident, calm, determined you. Now see the path between you today and this version of you tomorrow or the next day, whatever you choose. And see what's blocking the path. What's in the way? See all the things that are in the way. It may be self-criticism, perfection, self-loathing. What's in the way? What's in the block in the path? What are the beliefs, the expectations, the pressures getting in the way between you today and the version of you you wish to be? This part of you you see across the room, there is a part of you that's already there, has already arrived. Except there's a part of you that's repressive, condemning, pessimistic, easily dissuaded. There's a part of you already that's strong, determined, confident, ferocious, unwavering. See what's in the path, what's blocking your way, and decide what you need to do about it. What tool, what belief, What do you need to know? What do you need to do to clear the path, to build a path between you today and the ideal you? What tools do you need? What awarenesses, beliefs? What language do you need? How do you need to take care of yourself? What is it you need to do? And I want you to see yourself doing that now. See yourself using those tools, clearing that path, taking steps closer and closer to the ideal you. Take all the time you need. Clear that path. Talk to yourself. Instruct yourself. Take steps closer and closer and closer. Soon enough, you'll feel your breath. Soon enough, you'll feel yourself fuse with the ideal you. You'll feel that same energy, that strength, that confidence, that determination, that calm, knowing in your heart of hearts you're doing your best, you can't please everyone. And as you're true to you, you'll invariably disappoint others, and that's okay. That's how it is. You can't be friends with everyone. There's no way, unless you're an amoeba, everyone will like you. And you don't like everyone. It's okay to be a stronger, more genuine version of you. Knowing the things you like and you don't like, going after them with a strength, a determination, a courage, a persistence. Not easily put off course regardless of how many times you get knocked down. There's a grit and a determination in there. As you get closer and closer, feel that energy. Fuse with yourself. Feel what it feels like in your body. Assume the posture of that calm, confident you. Determined, unwavering. Feel what that feels like. Look at what you can do. The impossible and the challenging becomes doable. It feels liberating. Things feel lighter and easier. Life is challenging, but it just becomes that much easier. This skill is a skill that gets stronger the more you practice this exercise. Like any skill, like math, it gets stronger the more you practice it. We get better at it the more we do it. This skill is like any skill. We get stronger and stronger the more we flex those muscles, the more we build the skill and practice. So take a moment to make a commitment to yourself. To practice this each and every day, taking time to sit with distressing thoughts and feelings, to befriend them, to allow them to show compassion and kindness, getting better and better of not fighting distressing thoughts and feelings, not fusing with them, but stepping back, diffusing, separating, understanding, observing. Not letting them wash over us, but stepping back from them and observing them. Giving space for them, and as we do, they diffuse. They get smaller, less significant. The skill of imagining, visualizing, and stepping towards the more ideal you will also get stronger. You'll be better able to check with yourself each and every day whether the ways you're thinking and what you're doing is keeping you one step closer to the ideal you, whether it's helping you clear your path and embrace the version of what's possible. These are two skills that will get stronger in time the more you practice them. So take time, a moment, quietly make a commitment to yourself to practice this exercise each and every day. Embrace this intention, embrace this determination, and just allow a sense of gentle allowing, self-acceptance into the present moment. Then when you're ready, you can return back to the room around you, feeling calmer, more peaceful, and reflecting upon how this exercise was helpful for you today. And each day you do it, it'll be different. The things you focus on, the experience will be different. The visualization will be different, and that's as it should be. That's as it's designed. And the more you practice this skill, the stronger it gets, each and every day. So take as much time as you need to open your eyes and return back to the room around you.